在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Chapter 9. The two elder Baudelaire stood for a moment with Quigley, gazing up at the small plume, a word which here means mysterious cloud of green smoke. After the long, strange story he had told them about surviving the fire and what he had learned about VFD,they could scarcely believe that they were confronting another mystery. "It's a verdant, flammable device," Quigley said. "There's someone at the top of the waterfall, sending a signal." "Yes," Violet said. "But who?" "Maybe it's a volunteer who escaped from the fire," Klaus said. "They're signaling to see if there are any other volunteers nearby." "Or it could be a trap," Quigley said.They could be luring volunteers up to the peak in order to ambush them. Remember, the codes of VFD are used by both sides of the schism.
It hardly seems like a code, Violet said. We know that someone is communicating, but we don't have the faintest idea who they are or what they're saying.
This is what it must be like, Klaus said thoughtfully, when Sunny talks to people who don't know her very well.At the mention of Sunny's name, the Baudelaires were reminded of how much they missed her.
"Whether it's a volunteer or a trap," Violet said, "it might be our only chance to find our sister."
"Or my sister and brother," Quigley said.
"Let's signal back," Klaus said. "Do you still have those verdant flammable devices, Quigley?"
"Of course," Quigley said, taking the box of green tubes out of his backpack.But Bruce saw my matches and confiscated them, because children shouldn't play with matches."
"Confiscated them?" Klaus said.
"Do you think he's an enemy of VFD?"
"If everyone who said that children shouldn't play with matches was an enemy of VFD," Violet said with a smile, "then we wouldn't have a chance of survival."
"But how are we going to light these without matches?" Quigley asked. Violet reached into her pocket.It was a bit tricky to tie her hair up in a ribbon, as all four draughts in the Valley of Four Draughts were blowing hard, but at last her hair was out of her eyes, and the gears and levers of her inventing mind began to move as she gazed up at the mysterious signal. But of course, this signal was neither a volunteer nor a trap. It was a baby, with unusually large teeth and a way of talking that some people found confusing.When Sunny Baudelaire had said locks, for example, the members of Count Olaf's troop had assumed she was simply babbling, rather than explaining how she was going to cook the salmon that the hook-handed man had caught. Locks is a word which refers to smoked salmon, and it is a delicious way to enjoy freshly caught fish, particularly if one has the appropriate accoutrements, a phrase which here means bagels,cream cheese, sliced cucumber, black pepper and capers, which can be eaten along with the lox for an enjoyable meal. Lox also has an additional benefit of producing quite a bit of smoke as it is prepared, and this is the reason Sunny chose this method of preparing salmon, as opposed to gravlax, which is salmon marinated for several days in a mixture of spices, or sashimi,which is salmon cut into pleasing shapes and simply served raw. Remembering what Count Olaf had said about being able to see everything and everyone from the peak where he had brought her, the youngest Baudelaire realized that the phrase, "where there's smoke, there's fire," might be able to help her. As Violet and Klaus heard Quigley's extraordinary tale at the bottom of the frozen waterfall,Sunny hurried to prepare lox and send a signal to her siblings, who she hoped were nearby. First, she nudged the verdant flammable device, which she, like everyone at the peak, believed was a cigarette, into a small patch of weeds, in order to increase the smoke. Then she dragged over the covered casserole dish that she had been using as a makeshift bed and placed the salmon inside it.In no time at all, the fish caught by the hook-handed man were absorbing the heat and smoke from the simmering green tube, and a large plume of green smoke was floating up into the sky above Mount Fraught.